Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Right, here's a man that thought to be no worries. Teaching the children of the super rich, Matt Knott has written a book which is called The Class of Their Own, Adventures of Tutoring the Super Rich. No, thank you. Matt Knott, you're very welcome. Good to talk to you. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Thanks for having me on.
Not at all. Did you think this was going to be an easy gig? Not the interview, no. I'm talking about teaching the kids or the children of the super rich.
Well, it's funny because when I started tutoring, I didn't have much idea of what to expect, but I started out as what's known as a study buddy, which basically you're helping kids do their homework. Although when I say help, often you're expected to play quite a kind of active role, shall we say, right, in that process.
Right.
And it can be little more than a kind of posh form of babysitting. But then I got drawn into the world of tutoring and started doing this much more high pressured and intense tutoring, which is essentially parents who want to get their kids into these very oversubscribed and prestigious private schools. So okay. I became part of that process.
All right. Okay. Let's go back to the start then. What got you on this? Was teaching something you wanted to do, or did you decide you wanted to travel and this was an opportunity for you to travel and earn a couple of bob and make your way?
I never thought teaching was something I was going to do. I actually come from a family of teachers. Both right. my parents are teachers, as is my sister. And so I always wanted to be a writer, but I graduated in the middle of a recession in 2008 and I needed to earn some money to kind of finance these dreams that I had. And I found out about private tutoring. It sounded like something that I could do. Right. And so, yeah, I jumped on board.
All right. Tell us some of the stories then. Go on. Where did you start?
Well, one of my earliest clients was a very nice man who was very, very keen for his son to read all of the Biggles adventures.
All right.
Which is this, yeah, I don't know if your listeners know, it's this very long-running novel series about a fighter pilot. And so he would get me to come around at 8 a.m. every morning and I would sit for an hour and read Biggles, which I would say are these sort of not particularly well-written or entertaining books, in my opinion. And this poor eight-year-old, you know, would have me turn up. He was barely awake. And we'd just read some more Biggles adventures. So, yeah, that was...
And can I ask you, did you ever find out why this child's father wanted the child to read Biggles?
I think it was a fairly sweet, actually, kind of impulse that he'd loved the books as a child, and he and his son was having some issues with reading, and he thought,
okay,
he thought this might help. But you did often find within tutoring that these parents with means, they start out with a kind of, you know, do they just want to do something for their child, but then because they can pay for this, it escalates into something slightly ridiculous.
What nationality are we talking about here?
Well, I have had to conceal all the identities of the people in my books, so
you've got a good lawyer.
My lawyer would be onto me. Yeah.
All right. Okay. Right. Let's. When I was looking at the link to this yesterday, when I was getting myself organized, I landed on the Amazon page, and there was something about spanking going on. What was that about?
Yes, the book opens because you can't really beat this as an opening. I'm in the basement sauna of a Russian oligarch. He's naked and he's spanking me with a birch branch.
He's spanking you.
Yes, I'm the victim of the spanking. Although, believe it or not, this was actually a kind of male bonding experience in his eyes, at least. Russian banya. This is the tradition. Is that you kind of, yeah, you're spanked with a birch branch. I'm not quite sure the science behind it, but it was the case that I'd been out in Moscow for a month. I'd been tutoring his son. I'd been kind of going with his wife to karaoke and stuff. And at a certain point, this oligarch decided that we were going to have this experience together. And I'm, you know, it's a client facing industry. I did what I had to do.
you took one for the team, as the man says.
Yes, and lived to tell the tale.
Come on, give us another couple of stories about some of the people that you've engaged with, because I presume there was some there has to be some sad stories in there.
Yeah, I think you know, as I said, parents do ultimately, or generally, want the best for their child. But so what I mentioned in terms of these parents who want to get their kids into particular private schools, this has become, you know, schools like Eton, it's become a kind of global brand, and they get applicants from all around the world, and it's just very, very competitive. And it becomes this kind of arms race. And so everyone has their tutor, and, you know, you do more and more hours, and the parents start to think that the more money they throw at it, the better chance they have, which isn't always true. And so I did, you know, where I witnessed the impact of this is obviously with the child, who, you know, occasionally they were reduced to tears just by the pressure. And that's not, you know, however privileged a child is, it's not something that's nice to witness.
Had you any difficulty tutoring children who may not have made the grade, and were you blamed? You know, was there a situation where my daughter or my son must get into the school and you're going to tutor them? Was there anything like that?
Yeah, you know, I had successes and failures. And yeah, when a pupil didn't get into a school, I remember one mother, she called me up very angry, and she said, I've identified the problem. You used the wrong textbook.
Okay.
And she was so convinced that this is what I'd done wrong. Whereas, you know, I think sometimes when a position's oversubscribed like that, you're going to have winners and losers. And these are people who expect to be able to spend money on problems and make them vanish. And education is, or places at certain schools and universities, you can't necessarily guarantee that for anyone. And so, yeah, that was one case where I was sort of blamed, perhaps not fairly.
You're probably too young to remember this, but when I was a young lad, I used to watch a thing on TV called Just William, where he's. Do you remember it, or do you know?
I did. I remember that being on BBC.
Oh, yeah, was often described as being horrid. So did you ever meet some horrid children that you just couldn't wait to get away from?
I mean, I would never describe them as horrid, but obviously when you're a tutor, you have the kind of, you're presenting this, like, this sort of performance and being very, you know, very understanding. And then you have the internal monologue where you're thinking, oh, you're so spoiled, you know, you're so entitled. I saw that for sure within these children. But the more tutoring you do, you do start to see that it is this kind of system, this high pressured system that makes them like that.
Not wanting to know all your business, but does the pay reflect the conditions that you have to endure?
I think, I did so many different jobs, and sometimes I really felt like I was earning my keep. You know, there was the expectations were so high. Other times I felt like I was sort of taken, especially when I went abroad with some of these families, and they would pay me a daily rate. I would barely do anything. And it was like I was kind of a sort of accessory that they took on holiday, just, you know, along with their designer handbag, you also take a tutor. And it's, yeah. So it depended on the job.
How long were you at it?
I did it as my main source of income for about 5 years. And then as I started to do writing and filmmaking, it gradually became, a lower percentage for a few more years.
Is this the first book that you have written then? You said you wanted to be a writer and you wanted to finance that and so on. So is this the first book after, or have you got other stuff that you haven't published?
No, I entered when I wanted to be a writer. The goal was and still is to be a screenwriter, which is something that I now do. But yeah, I had, because when I was tutoring, I had all these kind of emails I was sending from Russia, and I had all this stuff documented. My friend had the idea of turning it into a book. So yeah, this is my first.
Very good. And having experienced what you experienced and now written the book, do you think you write in the same way as you did beforehand, or did the experience change how you write and your thoughts on it?
The experience of writing the book?
Of writing the book, but also the experience that you had with these children and their parents.
Yeah, I think the experience did change how I saw them. And you know, when you get close to anyone, you develop a certain sympathy. But I did then, towards the end, I started to doing some volunteer tutoring in state schools. And you do kind of then, realize that for all these parents who just want to give their child every advantage, that there's always going to be someone on the other side of that is losing out. Mm. So yeah, I think the more I did it, the more kind of the wider perspective I developed on the whole kind of system.
Did you have a favorite of all of the children that you would have taught?
I had a few clients and few families, and not only the kids, but the parents as well that I got close to, and some that I became friends with. And you know, it's worth saying that a lot of these families were sort of too nice and normal to make it into the book. But yeah, there were families, certain families that I became closer to.
Do you miss it?
I can't say that I miss it.
No,
but it was overall a kind of fun job to do in my 20s.
Was it? Yeah. All right. So how's the screenwriting going and the film and all that kind of stuff? How's that working out for you?
It's going well, actually. I'm about to do a TV writer's room, and actually I'm having discussions at the moment to sort of go full circle and turn the book into a TV show or film, which would be a nice full circle moment.
That'd be lovely. And do you think your parents will be identified in that? Will they know themselves? Not your parents, but I mean the parents of the children that you taught. Sorry, I beg your pardon.
I think, you know, as with a class of their own, we will take the necessary legal and ethical steps to make sure that everyone's happy.
Excellent. Well, a class of their own, as you said, is the name of the book, Adventures of Tutoring the Super Rich. Did you ever teach anybody gazintas?
No, I can't say that I did.
Do you know what gazintas are?
No.
You don't. Back in Ireland, we have gazintas. Two goes into four, and four goes into eight, and eight goes into 16. Gazintas. All right. So there you go. Listen, thanks a million, Matt, for joining us. The as I said, the name of the book is A Class of Their Own. Matt Knott, Knott is the man's name, and it is available across the world. Most especially, it's available on our website, tre.radio, if you'd like to get your hands on it. Looking forward to reading it. Matt, thanks a million for taking time to talk to us today. Enjoy the rest of Monday, and good luck with the book.
Thank you. Thanks so much for having me.
All righty. Good to talk to you, and thanks a million again. All righty.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.
The holidays are here, and that means it's the most wonderful time of the year to save with Rakuten. Use Rakuten to stack cash back at your favorite stores on top of holiday sales. That's savings on savings. With Rakuten, you can get cash back on gifts for everyone on your list, from toys for the kids to kitchen gear for the person who loves to cook to electronics for everyone. You can even save on something for yourself. Just shop the stores you love and cash back is automatically added to your account. And you can get paid with gift cards, PayPal, or check. Or eligible American Express card members can even choose to earn membership rewards points instead of cash back. It's truly a no-brainer. Join for free today and get a new member bonus after minimum qualifying purchases. Just go to Rakuten.com, download the app, or install the browser extension. That's Rakuten. Terms and conditions apply.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.